Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to the 13th episode of Puckle Battlecast, the show where we talk mostly competitive Pokemon, the show where we condense all of that goody, goody, good information down your mouth holes or ear holes, and we tell you all about what's going on in the meta that we chose for this month. And so, as always, welcome to the show. I'm Trainer Thatcher, host, and I've, of course, got here today both Scrawn and Seth Vilo.
It is a pleasure.
It is a honor.
Oh,
wow! And we're just gonna break down some. This, I love this show because it's way more casual than the main show. We can be far more relaxed, mostly because it's a weeknight, and I'm perfectly fine. It's being far more relaxed. But this is the beginning of the show, and we just want to update you guys on some major moves that are happening in different metas. Mostly, it looks like RU. We're gonna be talking a lot about RU.
A lot of RU changes.
A lot of big RU changes, which is really scary, honestly. And yeah, but then we're going to break into the main topic today, which is we're going to be talking about that Zygarde ban in OU. And then, of course, we'll end the day with probably an OU team to break down for you and just give you guys a little taste of what you could be working on while the UUTC is underway.
We lost Toothpaste Snake.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my beautiful.
Well, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. So, but let's open up with some of this news. A lot of shifts happened because, for those of you unaware, in Smogon, we typically get shifts once every 3 months due to usage statistics. And this is mostly not to Ubers. Bans to Ubers are completely different. But this is all based on usage. And there's a lot of big moves to RU. Like, RU's definitely changing. I can't believe it. So I'm just going to list them all off, and then we can go in and just reminisce and be sad.
Are you ready?
Ha-ha!
So, Stack Attacka was moved from UU to RU. First of all, I'm amazed Stack Attacka was in UU. But Stack Attacka is a good mod.
Stack Attacka is great, and the person who showed me how great it is in this call right now.
No, Stack Attacka has always been great. Like, Trick Room Stack Attacka has been solid.
Oh, totally. Totally.
What's really big, though, in my opinion, is Gligar moving from RU to UU. So, no more Gligar in UU or in RU, which is pretty big. I understand why, because Gligar is a really, really good budget Gliscor.
Right.
And oddly enough, Gliscor just recently moved up out of UU
exactly.
to OU, so it fills the void.
Well, that's probably why the usage went up.
It's always been in that threshold, because it's been in OU before, and it's fallen, and it's kind of gone up, and then fallen, then gone up again.
Gligar's just always... Not Gligar, but Gliscor has always kind of been like that. It's one of those mons that it comes in and out of popularity, and it's just going to keep doing that. I mean... Until Lando gets banned. Then once Lando gets banned, if ever, which probably will never happen.
Probably never. That would require a come-to-terms moment for hundreds of Smogon admins who have grown so used to having Landorus in their meta that they don't want to change it at this point.
If I feel like giving a rant about that later on, I will go ahead and maybe just like tack on an extra 5 minutes to the show. But
conveniently, we're in the meta to do it.
Like, I understand why they don't want to do it, because they're just like, well, it's going to shake up the meta. You're going to lose Landorus, and then, you know, Garchomp and Mega Mawile can just destroy the tier where they can two-shot everything. And it's just like, yeah, but you want to know something about Mega Mawile and Garchomp? Like, let me tell you something. You guys ready for this? I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Both of those Pokemon
tell me
used to be in the Uber tier.
How right? dare you?
Oh my god.
It's like when you take apart like one piece of something that's kind of holding up this house of cards, you're gonna see a lot of bands. I think that's just something that Smogon can't handle, the amount of bands that'll happen. Because you'll see something like Landorus leave, and then you'll have to ban Garchomp and Mega Mawile probably. At least one of them. You'll have to ban one of them.
Yeah. And when minimum. We're in the year that there's gonna be the new game coming out, it's yeah, not exactly. worth the time.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see that happen. I think there's many other problems in that tier as well. I mean, once that happens, they're going to be like, well, Greninja's doing really well. I'm like, well, you remember when Greninja was Uber? And then mm-hmm. you're going to... I think you're going to see a lot of these... I think if Lando was removed, you see a lot of Pokemon that used to be classified in the Uber tier is coming up for suspect in OU. And my argument is, yeah, ban them to Ubers. I don't care. And maybe then we can play with cool things like Gliscor, and maybe one day Electivire can be good again.
Is that all you want? For Electivire to be good again?
Electivire got killed in Platinum version when Team Preview became a thing. That's where Electivire died.
That's where Electivire died. This is true. Because it's like, oh, I'll bring something with a ground attack. Because
it used to really just... Well, it's not that. It's not that so much, but the whole reason I run Electivire back in the day was that you would bring something like Gyarados, something that your opponent like really wanted the Thunderbolt, and you'd switch that in, and because Team Preview didn't exist, your opponent doesn't know you have an Electivire in the back. And so you bait Thunderbolt, you switch into Electivire, you get your motor drive, so you're at plus one speed as an Electivire, and I think Electivire's got like base 95 speed.
Correct.
And plus one on base 95 is pretty disgusting. Not that to mention, Electivire can hit, I think, every type. It can hit 15 out of the 18 types super effectively with one moveset.
I believe that's true, yeah.
And so that's pretty big, and I think it hits neutrally on the others. So that's just something to think about. Like, I mean, the times change. I mean, I'm okay with Electivire being relegated to, I think it's in PU now. And it's sad, but I'll live with it.
Yeah, I think you can still kind of try to bait those electric moves out, but it's definitely not a very popular type.
I don't think you'll see it at high level play ever.
No.
Right.
And that's never the big again. Thing. I think if you saw an Electivire in the back and you were somewhere at like 1500 on the ladder, first of all, congratulations to the person who got there. But I think if you were at 1500 on the ladder and you saw your opponent had an Electivire, you'd be like, okay, so I have to be careful using Volt Switch. And that's like pretty much what your thought would be. But then you'd be like, it's base 95 speed. It's not going to do anything to me. Right. But let's move on. There's so many more shifts to RU and UU.
Yeah, right.
We and lost Mega Steelix. You lose Dublade.
Yep.
You're losing Chestnut. But you're getting that Metagross. You're getting that Metagross.
Getting that Metagross.
I don't know. I'm more disappointed by the things you lose. Yeah. I'm not too worried about Metagross being in RU, but I think all of those Pokemon that we've talked about moving away from RU were definitely staples.
Yeah, I remember using all of them when we did RU as the battle test a few months ago.
that's true, because Mega Steelix was a pretty big Mega in that tier. I think now you're just going to see Mega Blastoise everywhere.
And possibly Metagross just fill the void that Steelix left.
Yeah, similar. Well, maybe Dublade. I don't know.
Yeah. Dublade was incredible in in 1-3.
Yeah. Now well, that that's the same meta as Hydreigon, it's not going to do as good.
No.
Do you guys know what tier Cresselia is in right now?
It's an OU, probably. It's either an OU or
absolutely
UU.
Not. Absolutely not. Because
there was a point when Cresselia and Dublade overlapped in the RU tier. And it was a crazy combo, but then they both got banned from it at the same time. So I'm surprised to see Dublade back.
Cresselia is exciting. RU.
Is it RU? I'm a liar.
Ooh, that means we can bring it back.
No, you can't, because Dublade's not in RU anymore. That's the problem.
Oh.
I mean, you could in UU if you're insane.
You'll probably see it come back at some point.
Maybe.
I mean, at a certain point, whenever you're like voting on these bands and stuff, you just want to see some changes.
Yeah.
Well, so these typically aren't bands. Like what we're talking about, these shifts aren't bands. These are just usage moves. Because the only bands that typically happen anymore are typically in the OU tier. You will get some lower tier band like suspect tests, but it doesn't happen as often, I think, as OU. And it happens in Little Cup all the time because we need the 80th suspect test of Diglett. And I mean, this is coming from a Little Cup player, right?
Only thing we need to test is if it has some feet.
Diglett, yeah, just pull it out of the ground.
Why has nobody researched this yet?
Why has nobody just tried to pick it up, right? And so it's fine. No worries. No logic.
Right.
I'm more impressed that it fills in the hole behind it, you know? As it like moves through the dirt, it fills in the hole behind it. Like, it's perfect. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm. Really weird feat.
Yeah. Also, interestingly, Hoopa Unbound somehow moves from OU to UU. What happened? What universe are we living in right now?
Like, well, praise the UU gods, because it's already been relegated to UUBL, so it will never see the light of UU again.
Yeah, it can't, like... Well, like, it's Hoopa Unbound. Like, I can understand the usage going down because it's Hoopa Unbound and it doesn't have the best speed stat, but it's still Hoopa Unbound. Like,
yeah. It smashes things, but it's also very easily countered by things.
Yeah, well, it like, you just sneeze a U-turn at it and it's dead. But it's Hoopa Unbound. Like, it's still got, like, with choice specs, you can hit a 600 attack stat. Like, it's absurd.
Yeah. Bonkers.
It's whatever. It's fine. I don't want to live in this world anymore. It's fine.
I don't want to live on this world. I think that'd be a good one with like a sticky web strat.
Hoopa Unbound with sticky webs is disgustingly good.
Yeah.
Right? So like what would you use? Like Shuckle or like Masquerine or something?
Ribombi
and Shuckle Ribombi, are the most reliable Ribombi. Of sticky right. web yes. setters in OU because that's the only place Hoopa can exist right now.
Yes.
They're the most reliable addition to like Araquanid if you want. But Ribombi
Galvantula is still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Just
basically everything that hits super hard that's, mm-hmm. you know, able to.
Yeah. All right. So
capitalize on the speed stat. Yeah.
I think that's where we'll just wrap this intro up and we'll take a short break, guys, and we'll kick it on over to our talk about Zygarde bans. And we'll catch you on the flip flop. I don't have a segue for this.
Repel Incorporated is looking for adventurous, brave, and talented individuals to join our team here at our Viridian City location. We here at Repel Incorporated produce the number one product in Pokemon Repellent today. In order to create our high-quality product, we need trainers like you to venture forth into the depths of Viridian Forest and procure vital elements of the Repel formula, including Vespiquen saliva, Beedrill stingers, and Venomoth powder. Required skills of the position include at least 3 badges and a Pokemon team, preferably at least 1 fire type. Psychic trainers need not apply. Applicants must also be willing to sign a waiver, stating they do not hold the company responsible for any injury or fatalities, for that matter, received in the line of duty. So come on and join our exciting team.
And welcome back. This is this part where we're going to be talking to you guys about our main thoughts on the recent Zygarde ban, 50%. The other one's already banned, not the Doggo. Is Zygarde Doggo in UU?
Looking
Where's
it up
Zygarde
now?
Doggo?
Are you?
I believe that.
Ooh.
It's Zygarde Doggo.
it is.
He a fluffy puppy.
As a point of reference, it has half the HP stat, but with its other stats and everything, it has far less than half the defensive potential of regular
Absolutely.
Zygarde.
I hope that we see a bump up in usage of the Zygarde dog.
You will.
Now that he's gone. We will, because there's going to be people that are trying to like grasp onto the last of Zygarde.
I don't adjust to change well.
That one. And you're definitely going to get people to do that. But Okay, so as much as I don't agree with this ban, and I think most of us don't agree with this ban, it feels like they stuffed the ballot box a little bit, but we can talk about that some other time. And I don't know. They banned Zygarde. Zygarde wasn't the problem entirely, minus like the sub glare set, which kind of ruins life.
Mm-hmm.
But The sub-glare set is mostly, like, it just stalled, and I can understand why they didn't like it from, like, a fun standpoint, but if they're worried about fun standpoint, why is Lando still around? And we, right. that's my biggest concern. It seems very somewhat hypocritical. And with Zygarde being gone, though, we lost a really bulky Mon. And I don't think we're going to see that vacuum filled precisely. I think we're just going to see, the meta still hasn't settled, really. And I don't know that there's good replacements for Zygarde. Maybe Gliscor, kind of.
Yeah, since it's just moved up as well, people are going to be trying that out a whole lot.
Yeah.
Gliscor, maybe. I don't think it's going to be a one-to-one replacement with Gliscor.
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, you can't get a one-to-one replacement with Zygarde because you're not going to get a Mon that gets Glare, Coil, Dragon Dance, and Ground Typing and those bulky stats that Zygarde had.
From what I've been seeing just in my testing and in my just general practicing for UUTC and whatnot, the biggest change that I've seen is a spike in things that are otherwise immune to ground. The biggest ones are going to be Celesteela and Rotom Wash are the two biggest ones, because now they actually have a ground immunity. Because before they were
Thousand
okay.
Thousand Arrows, man.
But, yeah. That was
Thousand
it.
Arrows, if you think about it, actually, in retrospect, Zygarde wasn't that great in Gen 6 OU.
No.
And it was literally Thousand Arrows.
Yeah. That's
like,
the
Thousand
only
Arrows is what made it scary. And it is honestly the reason for the ban, which is surprising to me, because
just
then we should get rid of Greninja.
Just to clarify for some listeners real quick, Thousand Arrows is a ground-type move that can hit stuff that resists ground.
Correct.
It's not affected by
ground. If they're listening to this show, they should already know it. They're listening to
Battlecast.
Okay. It's a good recap. Sure.
I don't think we're gonna see a replacement. I think we're gonna see things just kind of fill in that weren't as usable before. Like you said, Rotom's gonna make a comeback. We're gonna see a few flying types maybe come back. Maybe not so much because Coco's still around.
Mm-hmm. And with Rotom spiking.
I would love to see Coco like just disappear. If Coco got banned, that would be interesting. Like, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be mad if Coco got banned.
Yeah,
Seth and I were talking before the show. Mega Charizard X, maybe we'll see some more usage.
Yeah,
because
we probably
need a better Dragon Dancer.
That's actually not a bad choice.
That's a real sleeper that I'm seeing. I think could have a lot of potential. The biggest thing I think that came from the ban, just as far as what's going to happen with usage, is that Heatran is the god of the tier. Let alone Lando. Yeah, Lando's okay, but you can pretty much 50-50 it's going to be Scarf. Heatran, you have a lot more unpredictability, and it's just a nuclear bomb.
Well, especially with the Z-moves.
Exactly.
It gets so many Z-move options.
Yeah, and with Heatran comes Bulu, which creates the most solid core of two Mons in the tier. So
I hope
Bulu
we see
Tran's
a bump
huge.
In usage of Bulu.
Yeah.
If anything good can come of this ban, it's Bulu getting some more love.
It's getting a lot, especially because it flat counters Ash Greninja completely, which is number three in usage.
I would love to see Bulu get a fairy type move, like a physical one. But I think the problem with that is I think if we see Bulu ever get play rough, like Bulu just goes to Ubers.
I don't think so. I don't think it would use it. Yeah, it gets stabbed, but what switches into Bulu? Ferrothorn, Celesteela, all
that's
things
true.
That resist fairy anyway.
Well, wait till Gen 8 and we get a Pokemon that's just like, I switch into Bulu, and it's just like, well, I don't like play rough. You know, it's like, it's some grass dark type Mon that's actually good.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You're funny.
Look at you, Shiftry.
You're hilarious. Cacturne on a sand team, baby.
Yeah, there we go.
It's like that I saw a meme the other day where it was like, which of these three knows Ice Punch?
Yes.
It's like, it's a Ghastly, a Wooper, and a Kyurem Black.
which of these three does not?
Yeah, right. And it's the Kyurem Black because it doesn't get Ice Punch, but Ghastly and Wooper
whatever.
Can learn it.
Well,
and they don't have arms.
Kyurem himself has like tiny little chicken arms. You know, he's like he's got like the T-Rex arms. So it makes sense, right?
Oh,
totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flat. And Ghastly just punches things with its body, and so does Wooper. I think there is actually...
I've seen that
It's
anime.
Either in the manga or in the anime where, like, you see Wooper use Ice Punch.
Yeah.
And, sure. Like, they actually show it, like, uses its tail or something.
I want to see it grow a fist.
It does. It evolves.
Punch away the fist.
Evolves into Quagsire.
Quagsire. All right, all right. But yeah, OU, I mean, I don't see OU really changing up that much. The usage stats recently when Zygarde was in the meta back in December popped up. Which ones are these? Are these the 1825? No, these are the 15-something, not the 15, the 16-something usage stats, right?
1695. That's what I kind of refer to as the most
I think that's pretty standard. I think that's like where the good players are.
Mm-hmm. I would go to 1695 to see usage and 1825 to see EVs. That's my opinion.
No, you're exactly right. So looking here, we've got in the first slot, we've got Lando with 40%, which is unsurprising.
I'm shocked.
It's gone down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Right. It used to be 48. Mm-hmm. Magearna at 25, which makes I'm unsurprised yet again.
Another thing Charizard X eats.
Yeah, Magearna's been doing really well as of late. And that's just because Magearna gets so many sets and it's so bulky.
And it stops Ash Greninja, which is at number 3.
Which is at number 3 at 20%. And then just under that at a slightly lower 20%, we have Heatran. Mm-hmm. Then you have Zygarde in 5. Tapu Koko. I'm unsurprised by literally all of these. None of these are surprising
to me. I hate all of it.
Yeah, none of this is surprising to me. So there's like 17.3% with Koko, 16.6% with the Kartana in 7th. Tornadus Therian at 15.1% in 8th. Number 9 is Ferrothorn with 14.8%. And then Tapu Lele in 10th with 13.3%. I'm literally unsurprised. Like, I think maybe the most surprising one to me is possibly Ferrothorn. Like, maybe I expected Ferrothorn to be like in top 15 and not top 10. But outside of that, I think all of this is very reasonable. You see a lot of steel here, which I think is really saying something to this new kind of like fairy meta we've gone into. And if you look at this, you're absolutely right, by the way, Seth. Like Charizard X kind of eats almost all of this.
It does. Yeah, it really does. If Zygarde gone and it can, you know, it can take advantage of ground immunity for a turn.
Yeah. It really does eat a lot of this. Like, it doesn't eat Heatran unless you run the EQ set.
Flare Blitz EQ Roost.
Like, Ferrothorn goes down, Kartana goes down. Coco probably actually goes down if you run enough special defense investment or HP investment. Like, it's probably not even that much. It's probably
like
slight
its
investment.
Move anyway.
Yeah,
and you're neutral
you
to
resist
fairy.
Anyway. And then, of course, you've got. I mean, Lele is probably somewhat problematic.
Flare Blitz.
But,
drop it.
Well, that's true, but I think Lele and Psychic Terrain is still pretty scary.
Yeah. You can't take it, but if you're faster than it, if you've already gone and you have base 100,
that's
it
true.
Has base 95.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you could outspeed a Lele. You could outspeed a Lele, even without DD.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really big. So, I mean, that's something to really look into. I think you're absolutely right. That Mega Charizard X is probably the big sleeper here. Yeah. I think if you want to build a team, Mega Charizard X is the way to go right now, kids.
That's what I've been building. Yeah, had I seen it before UUTC, that's what would be on there.
Yeah. Mega Charizard X, fam. Just go and play.
Says the stall player.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not your style at all, by the way. Yeah.
I will remind you that one of its best sets was Will-O-Wisp.
Yeah. I think Dragon Dance, Earthquake, Flare Blitz is definitely the way to go. Like, I think Dragon Claw is honestly the option here. Like, you can switch that out for something else if you really want to.
I would go
Flare Blitz EQ.
Call me Stally, but I agree with you
for the Roost. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm. And you're not immune to Earth Power anymore, so you got to be watching.
I think the Roost is a good option.
Flare Blitz too.
I'm a big fan of that set.
Go ahead.
I would do some calcs. I would just do some calcs for like Coco Thunderbolt or something, or Lele Psychic. See if there's a way to optimize those EVs. Mm-hmm. Just because you can have a really weird spread with like maybe like 40 special defense or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those survive
and you survive
against
something.
Like one or two attacks.
Yeah, common. Exactly. Where it just lets you like maybe you survive like Choice Specs Lele Psychic or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that
maybe
could be
we'll
pretty
see
big.
Electifier.
I don't want to make this the Charizard X episode.
We can make it the Reuniclus episode.
That's a team we should talk about. That's a team we should talk about in the team builder, by the way. So Seth has been working on Rhea Nicholas. That's why we did that on the last. Oh. Well, not by the last, by the time you hear this, but the episode that we did together the last time we were Nicholas, and because that was because Scrawn and Seth have both fallen in love with this mom. I know you have an OU team with it on it, so we could probably pull that out and throw it on the Battlecast team builder.
I've got a dozen.
We'll just pick one. I don't know what else would really. I'm really still surprised by that Hoopy Unbound move.
Tangrowth. Tangrowth was one of the good walls against Zygarde. So with
we'll
Zygarde
probably see that go down.
How do you think it's gonna fare?
Yeah, I could totally see Tangrowth usage go down. I could see Ferrothorn usage go down maybe a little bit.
Absolutely, with Heatran rise.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll see Ferrothorn usage go down a little bit. Maybe even Kartana. I think Kartana's just too good. It's really hard to keep Kartana down.
Yeah, and it's versatile. It doesn't really. Its typing is only based like it's the only important.
And if you run the Choice Scarf set right now, you get the Leaf Blade on the Ash Greninja. Mm-hmm. It's literally just this is a meta revolving around Ash Greninja. I'm so upset that thing exists.
Yeah, honestly, though, that's kind of something I was going to point out is that a lot of the stuff at the top is because of Ash Greninja as well. That's kind of the
right.
next big ugly monster that's there.
Especially I think that's,
you don't
that
know
should
what
be the next. That should really be the next suspect, in my opinion.
I agree,
but thankfully we don't run Smogon.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of work.
Yep.
Get rid of Ash. Get rid of Ash.
Or both Greninjas. Or both Greninjas.
Just Greninja. Just get rid of Greninja.
I like Protean. It has a lot of. It contributes a lot with that ability because you can kind of predict it and stuff.
That's the problem. That's the real big problem, is that you can't predict Protean Greninja. That's why it got banned the first time.
Suddenly Z-Dig out of the blue.
Z-Dig.
It's a Z-Dig. Set, because Toxapex exists.
Yeah. Well, he gets extra sensory. Why would you do Dig?
Because it's stronger.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Yeah, a lot of people run Calm Toxapex, so it's actually better.
Toxapex is calm right now to stop Ash Greninja.
What's the special defense to special attack and attack to defense ratio there? Like if you're going to already commit a Z Crystal to that slot, right? Why not just commit Psyche MZ instead of Ground DMZ?
Because that hits more than one thing. If you're running physical Greninja,
maybe.
There's not really good physical water moves.
I think the problem is you're running physical Greninja, so like there's
it exists.
Like Gunk Shot.
It's pretty good. Low kick, Gunk Shot, and Dig
Night
as well.
Slash, maybe.
I don't like this game anymore.
And its attacking stats are 8 points apart. That's it.
I'm just mad that this exists and we're having this conversation.
I hate it too. I hate the fog. Even in TCG,
I'm really frustrated.
Jushiro.
I'm really frustrated that we're having this conversation right now. Like, there's so many things wrong with this conversation we're having. One, Zygarde got banned, and Lando still exists in the tier, as well as Greninja. Like, Greninja still exists in the tier. I'm just blown away by that. That both those mons are still in the tier, but Zygarde's like, they're just like, you know what? Zygarde, he's the big thing. I mean, I do understand the subglare set. I do understand.
Yeah, and...
But... At the same
Rest
time, like, have you seen...
Too.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's... I think that's true of a lot of Pokemon in general. Like, Rest Talk isn't just a Zygarde thing.
It kind
and
of
I'm sure
was
this,
because it only had to run one offensive move.
That's true. Thousand Arrows is a pretty big move. And I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
I could
not
see
feeling it.
And the other notable thing is, if I'm correct, this is the first suspect test... For OU, anyway, that had a direct link to the information page and sign-up page from Showdown itself. So,
oh, that's nice.
Anybody could really kind of get in, find out the requirements, and vote on it, which is why it was, I want to say, double or triple the normal amount of people that voted for this Zygarde ban because they saw the notification and just in their general laddering and went for it.
It sounds like the 28 midterms.
You still have to do a lot of games in order to make that decision.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So part of me thinks that there were a lot of educated and informed decisions made, but also part of me thinks that like the forums can be kind of clicky on Smogon, and there is this sort of mob bloodlust to get rid of Toothpaste Snake.
I think a lot of it was also just let's change something. because we haven't had a ban in like a year or something really long time, and a lot of people just wanted something to change.
Yeah. That is really interesting. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't make this change personally, but also this really sounds like the 2018 midterms. You need to stop. And record voter turnout.
Record voter turnout. It's
we
great.
Just wanted to see change.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Snake, you cannot believe it. I don't know.
It's getting to my Pokemans now, and I'm really upset. I feel this is the first time we've had a conversation that I feel worse afterwards.
It was the best suspect test ever. Everyone's saying so.
I think it's huge. I, for one, am glad to get my ground immunities back, very honestly.
I'm happy to see Rotom actually be able to be used again.
Yeah,
I'm,
and I think Lander will kind of take a little... It'll calm itself down because now there's a whole bunch more things that are brave enough to appear on people's teams that are immune to ground.
Mm-hmm. Is that a Trick Room reference because brave is a Trick Room nature?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh,
I didn't go
man.
That far.
I wish that was intentional.
Yeah. What are seeing this stuff? I've been playing it a bit. I don't know how much you guys have been practicing. I want to know what you think is like a spicy thing that you want to throw on a team.
Trick Room Hariyama.
Trick Room Hariyama. Good God. What about you?
I don't
Thatch
know if that's a spicy thing. That's like a gimmicky thing.
Sticky Web, for sure.
Sticky Web.
Sticky Web isn't used as much as it should be. And, you know.
That's for reasons.
Good.
Because, and the reason for that is none of the Pokemon that have Sticky Web are actually that good.
Well, Galvantula's pretty good. If you like.
Not. No, it's not. Because you know what Galvantula does.
No, it's good. It's good Thatch.
No, it's just not. Like, you're wrong.
Yeah, totally. I mean,
I think Galvantula's good.
There's some cool stuff you can do with Sticky Web I've seen. Like, Black Q-Rem, Hoopa even, Mega Medicham. Those are all really good with it that I've just kind of been watching. Obviously, Superior and Zygarde loved it as well. They were a glorious pair that would also glare you at the same time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, with Zygarde gone, I don't know that I'm too affected in the way that I play. I think it's more that, oh, this thing that's somewhat of a nuisance sometimes isn't there. But honestly, Zygarde doesn't really do too much to me other than like the aforementioned Levitate issue with something like Rotom. I'm glad that Rotom kind of just gets to run free again. And... because that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, we're going to go back to Gen 6 OU if we have Rotom, right? It's going to be great.
I've been seeing whispers back of a real spicy Rotom set that isn't defensive. It runs Electrium Z.
I'm excited.
And Thunder.
I'm excited. Ooh. I'm excited for offensive Rotom. I'm not going to lie.
I've
I'm
seen
pretty
it Oko Afeni.
Yeah, I'm really excited for offensive Rotom. Rotom sees a lot more play in something like, what's it called? In VGC, typically. And, I mean, it's a terror there. I mean, Rotom Heat and Rotom Wash. Rotom Wash, maybe not so much anymore. But Rotom Heat's seen a lot of play recently. And
oh, yeah.
I think that that's something that could be really interesting just in OU, to shift something like that over to OU again and just have it back. Because Rotom hasn't gotten the time to shine in Gen 7.
Right.
And I think giving him something like a Z-Crystal set that's pretty standard would be great. Even like a Water EMZ set, though that one, in my opinion, would probably be pretty boring. I think this is a good place to wrap it up, though. So we'll kill our toothpaste snake discussion here, and we're gonna kick it on over to a quick snippet of something, probably a commercial for TeePublic, whatever we decide to put here, and we're gonna go ahead and kick it on over to Puckle's team builder.
Hey, Puckalonians, it's Sublime Manic. Can't get enough of your favorite flip-flopping podcast? Then check out our social media. You can find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, and YouTube all from our website, pucklepodcast.com. And you can join our Discord to hang out with your favorite hosts and other Puckalonians. Also, check us out at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast. And if you have an Amazon Prime account, consider subscribing to our Twitch channel. You can also check us out at YouTube at youtube.com/pucklepodcast. And we also have a Patreon if you're able to give anything at patreon.com/pucklepodcast.
And welcome to Puckle's Team Builder, where we're going to go over one of Seth's teams, it looks like here. This is definitely a Seth team, and I'll say why. because it's got... Okay, you're very aware. So like, I love that you're just like, man, I really love Charizard. The Charizard X is the new fire, and you were just like, by the way, forget like the rest of the team composition. I'm really in love with Toxapex, Reniculous, Celesteela, and Gliscor because that's called Stall, and I can't not play Stall.
It's bulky offense. That's. There's
bulky offense. You can call it what you want, but it's garbage. Okay, so let's just break it down real quick so that we can talk about it all the way. So it's Gliscor, Celesteela, Reniculous, Toxapex, Charizard, Mega Charizard X, and Superior. All of them have what I would call their pretty typical sets, and I think the only one that probably needs more clarification is probably Reniculous because it's not an OU Mon. What tier is it in, by the way? Is it an RU right now?
It is an RU at the moment.
Yeah. And it's Leftovers.
Damn shame.
Magic Guard is the ability because actually Reniculous gets several great abilities. And it's Calm Mind, Acid Armor because you never want... bulky offense, huh? Acid Armor?
Okay. Very bulky offense.
I hate you. Recover, Psychic, 252 HP, 212 defense, and 44 speed. What's the 44 speed for? What are you trying to
Toxapex speed? Before it hazes
okay.
you.
Okay, fair enough. And yeah, because you'll hit it with a Psychic and it's just going to go down. And so that's good to know. I just want to know because, I mean, you've got a couple other sets here. You've got Gliscor with Earthquake, Roost, Stealth Rock, and Toxic. Actually, a lot of these bulky sets require very specific EV spreads, which we should definitely dive into. So Gliscor here takes Earthquake, Roost, Stealth Rock, Toxic, and it is a 244 HP, probably because that's like all you had left over and you shut through it in
no,
HP.
No, it's a poison heal number.
Oh, makes sense. Never mind then. 44 defense, is that for a particular calc?
It is for allowing you to survive a Play Rough into a Sucker Punch from Mega Mawile if Toxic Orb has already been activated.
Perfect. And then, of course, you've got 108 special defense, which is probably for... That's the dump. There we go.
That's the dump.
And then 112 speed to outspeed what? Because we are also... what's the nature here? This is a jolly nature.
Timid Heatran.
Okay, that makes sense. Nice. Boom. We're like cruising. This is really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's Gliscor. We know what Gliscor does. It heals up and it's annoying. You're running Earthquake, Roost, Stealth Rock, and Toxic. This is pretty much like bulky Lando.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing here. Bulky Lando. Yep.
Kind of, sort of.
Except it heals an eighth of its HP.
It can actually heal itself, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's healing Lando. Yeah. Honestly, I think Gliscor has its merits over Lando, but we can get there later.
Whenever Gen 6 first came out, Gliscor was everywhere.
Oh, yeah, Gliscor is pretty big.
Like, I'm looking back on the Cloyster Gliscor meta.
I feel like you're either a Gliscor person or you're a Lando person. And I just feel like there's more Lando people than Gliscor people, probably because Lando's a little bit easier to run because it can do a little bit more.
Yeah.
Landorus, because there are more metagamers.
Yeah.
And
I just...
In some cases, I will say, sometimes it's just flat out better. Like, until I put Superior on this one, Lando would have been better.
Yes, I agree. Okay, then we have the Celesteela. Celesteela, bulky as ever, and it's pretty much it's such a basic Celesteela set here.
Yep.
With Leech Seed, Heavy Slam, Flamethrower, Protect, 248 HP because it's probably some kind of lefties number.
Yeah.
Defense at 100 on 100. Is that for a calc or is that the dump?
It's kind of a dump.
Okay.
It's actually an outdated spread now that I check Celesteela's analysis.
You should fix this.
Slightly. Because Alakazam's taking off. So
yeah.
Celesteela is kind of a check to it. But that's the old spread that would be kind of the mixed defense of 248 HP, 104 defense, and 156 special defense. But I took one out of defense, put it in speed, just so I could blast another one with flamethrower before they hit me.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That was my reasoning.
What if they put 8 speed?
156 special defense, is that for something else?
156 is able to take 2 hidden power fires from Choice Specs Tapu Lele if Stealth Rock is not present.
All right, and then 4 speed, I'm sure that's just outspeed other Celesteela.
Just outspeed other Celesteela, literally.
Yep. All right, and then, of course, we've got, again, pretty standard Toxapex, Black Sludge, Regenerator, Scald, Recover, Haze, Toxic Spikes. I guess Toxic Spikes aren't super standard, but...
They're great with Reuniclus to hit Darks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Totally. And then, of course, we've got that Mega Charizard X, exactly the one we were talking about earlier.
Exactly the one.
Yeah, exactly the one we're talking about, because you should run Earthquake because of Heatran.
Yep.
And really
Toxapex,
so.
Quite frankly.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if you get one D-Dance, you're doing like 75 to Toxapex, maybe. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of similar to Heatran, where when Heatran rises, mm-hmm. Bulu rises. So yeah. Now that Celesteela is rising, Toxapex and Celepex, the great core that we all know and love, is also rising. So mm-hmm. This eats that for breakfast, too.
And then I think, well, this one's not too surprising. This was something that was always there in OU, but I don't think a lot of people utilized. Is Superior. This is a Choice Scarf set. I think Choice Scarf is pretty big. And it's got a couple moves that I think people would be very wary to throw on a Choice Scarf Mon. Though mm-hmm. You've seen more of it float around OU recently, but you've got Leaf Storm, Glare, Defog, and Knockoff. And Glare and Defog are pretty odd ones, but I think Glare is really good in this meta. Just like Instant Paralysis is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can cripple some teams. Electric immunity too.
Mm-hmm. The big one that you want to target with that specifically is Tornadus Therion. Because it'll switch into Leaf Storm mm-hmm. day in, day out, but
yep.
You pop it with a surprise Glare.
And that thing's that's crippled.
Great.
Yep.
And the thing is, you really can't run much else on Scarf Superior mm-hmm. because its only good move is Leaf Storm, because that's the only way it can actually do damage. Because mm-hmm. its special attack is base 75. It's not doing much. So the rest of them are utility, really.
I believe that.
Seth, I really must give you commendations. Your teams never fail to sicken me.
You're welcome.
I think Reuniculus is just... It's one of those... We talked about this, but I think it's definitely like a dark horse. I think there's definitely a way to play around it. If as long as you
we'll
don't
see,
let it set up
the dark horse,
but
we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Hoopa Unbound exists. Like if we see Reuniculus rise, we're gonna see Hoopa Unbound rise, right? And right.
Apparently not. It's in UU.
I know. Well, Reuniculus is still in RU, so let's calm down. And I love teams though that utilize like one mon from RU or something like that. I think that's always something that throws your opponent off pretty significantly. Just because your opponent's just like, oh man, I don't know how to handle this, especially in lower tiers. I think when you get to mm-hmm. something like 1500 on the ladder, that's where you get some competent people. But if you're playing on lower tiers, yeah, they can play around. But if you get people like, something happened to Pokemon in the past like 3 years where I think maybe I got better. I don't know if that's true or not. But you definitely can get from like 1000 to 1400 very easily now. If you just become like a somewhat competent player and you know how to make good predictions and stuff like that. But I don't know. I should run this on stream. I should really run this team on stream and just have some fun with it.
I mean, theoretically, you can get to any ranking on the ladder as long as your win rate is above 50%, even slightly.
That's true. That's really depressing to think about, too, sometimes. Like, if you're always like, man, I hope I can beat this person who's like, let's say you're at like 1200, this person's at like 13 or something, you got a really bad matchup on the ladder, and you're just like, man, 1300 is way higher than me. Man, I challenge you next time to type in /rank in their username, and then tell me how many battles they've had. Because you can be anywhere on the ladder with like 700 battles and be like 355 and 354 and literally be at like 1300.
Yeah,
because you've played that many battles and you have a slight win ratio. It's just something to think about for all you kids at home.
Mm-hmm.
Just play a bajillion matches and you'll get to 17,000 on the ladder.
And have fun, really, too.
Yeah, that's really Pokemon, right? It's just having fun. I know we talk about a lot of the technical nitty-gritty, but I think that's what this show is for. We have the main show for the technical nitty-gritty.
Go run Defog Flygon if you want to. It's great against Heatran, I'll tell you that.
Don't run Flygon. Don't
do
take
it.
Seth's advice.
Oh. Do it!
As a sort of Puckle shout-out, I saw H3NZ Hens posted a really, really cool set. And like, I'm just going to give the gist of it. It's a fast, normal Lopunny with the ability Klutz holding an Assault Vest. And because of Klutz, Assault Vest doesn't impact a Lopunny. And you can use Trick against, you know, something like a Toxapex or status user or something like that, or like Chansey or something.
It would
I don't know if I'd
team.
Want that more than I'd want like something like just Trick a Choice Scarf or something. I feel like that
the idea is really cool. I
I feel like tricking that. Choice Scarf on maybe it cripples. It's like a permanent taunt, but it's okay.
It has its merits. I think it's really cool though, and it's kind of highlighting like you can really have fun with random things that you just really want to use. Yeah, maybe you might not, you know, get to 1800 on the ladder with it, but you can still have fun with it. Like I laugh about Defog Flygon. I tried it last night. It was not terrible, not good, but I had fun with it because it reminded me of hashtag back in Gen 4.
I don't know that I ever... We're going to see like a tiny spike in Flygon usage, by the way. Not because we said this. We're not going to say... Not because you said this, but because people are going to be like, man, what else is Ground Dragon?
That learns Dragon Dance,
and we're gonna see Flygon. You're gonna see Flygon, like it's a just
great
a little bit.
Counter.
Garchomp.
It's not good at anything else.
And no, it's not.
If you're gonna run a Dragon type, just run Megazord.
It's pretty good in Draft League.
It is kind of good in Draft League.
It's okay. It's not terrible. But I think that's where we'll end it there, guys. If you want to check out more awesome Puckle Plus stuff, you can check out the rest of this feed. If you want to, you can catch up on the main show where we talk about, you know, regular Pokemon stuff as well. We do some competitive stuff there, but we really dig into the nitty-gritty here. Of course, you can support the show by going to our Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast. You can also support the show by going to our TeePublic store and getting things such as our cool Lavender Town Gengar shirt. Support me in the Upple League. And yeah, I know. That's pretty exciting, right? We should actually really team cool. build for that. And
have you had your first match yet?
No, it's tomorrow as of recording.
Good luck.
Yeah, we have to finalize a roster tonight. And or tomorrow before the match, because the match is until like 9 o'clock. And then of course you can support the show in other ways, just by hanging out. We really appreciate that. Just check out our Discord, follow us on socials, Facebook, Twitter. I guess those are the only ones I care about, so. And yeah, you can just check us out. If you wanted to check out the team that we just talked about, you can check it out in the show notes below as well. Below, as if like they can see us and know what's below me. Below me right now is my desk, and there might be show notes there. So be sure to do that. But until next time, guys, I'm Trainer Thatch.
I'm Sakran.
And I'm Seth Milo.
And here in the Battle Royale Dome in Alola, it's closing time.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.